Welcome to episode 2, where I'll be continuing my reviewings on the mechanisms I've come up with during my project here in my legacy course. On this episode, I wanted to invite some of my friends onto this platform so that they could express their own mechanisms, what they do to help relieve some stress, what their opinions were on my list. And today I have Clara on.
Hi.
So Clara and I are very similar when it comes to classes. We both take hard ones. We both push ourselves when it comes to academics. So I'm sure she's experienced the majority of the stress that I have as well.
Yes, so we both have we put a lot of pressure and we want to do as good as possible on anything we're working on.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, Clara, so when you're feeling overwhelmed, what's the first thing you do?
Well, I usually try to calm down, deep breathing, try and focus on what's around me and not what's going on in my head. Also, I run or do physical activity to help relieve stress.
That's crazy because that's one of the things on my list that I do the most. I have exercise daily on my list, and I've already expressed my thoughts. And I think it really helps clear your mind because you're focusing on something other than what's going on in your head. So some of the other things on my list, I had some baking and hiking. Do you have any experience with those?
Yes, I definitely baked a lot during quarantine and COVID, just to get my mind off of everything, because it gives you a different task to do other than thinking about what's in your head.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing when I was baking. It just kind of allows you to have a false sense of accomplishment when you get to the end of your cooking. Have you ever been artsy or had any experience with painting or drawing?
Yes, sometimes I use that method of de-stressing less, but I definitely do draw and paint. I also journal, so write down what I'm feeling and everything. That helps.
That's a good one. I haven't thought of that. And your mom's also super into meditation, because I remember we did that over quarantine. Does she ever do that with you?
Sometimes. I feel it helps more when I do it alone, with less people in the room, because it feels less awkward. But I do use that sometimes because it helps to just kind of let go of your thoughts and just feel like yourself and not all the other things going around you, because that really makes you face what you're feeling rather than doing something else to kind of do it yourself.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward when we did it together, but towards the end of it, I kind of started to see the appeal of tuning into your environment instead of thinking about crazy things of everything that could go wrong. Yeah. Do you have any of some stress relief mechanisms that you think are unique or that aren't on the list that I created?
Well, just the journaling thing, you said you hadn't thought of that one. That one helps. But other than that, we kind of have similar ideas on how to de-stress.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, Clara. I really appreciate your insight.
Of course.
Super grateful for Clara coming on to this platform and sharing her thoughts with me. Really appreciated it. The next person I want to introduce is my boyfriend, Thomas, who plays lots of sports, and he uses that as a way to cope with stress management. He plays hockey, and he'll share.
Yeah, I play hockey, and it's just probably my favorite thing in life to do, and it just calms me down and takes everything else that's going on in my life away.
What happens when you don't have hockey as an outlet? What do you do instead?
I just work out, lift weights, or punch a punching bag.
Very healthy ways to cope with stress. Thanks, Thomas.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Okay, I'm here with my friends Julia and Caroline, who also have the same type of lifestyle as I do. They push themselves in school and they take really hard classes. This can result in high levels of stress, and I'm sure that they can relate when I say that it's sometimes hard to find some things to cope. But I'm kind of curious as to what you guys do, so I'm going to give them the floor. So, Caroline, what do you do when you're like feeling overwhelmed or stressed out? Like, what's the first thing you do?
Probably the first thing that I do when I'm stressed out is I like to just kind of stop doing everything, which is probably not really good. But after I stop doing everything, I can kind of take a little bit of time, look back at it, and kind of get my stuff together and get reorganized. But I just need a few minutes, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. What about you, Julia?
Normally when I'm stressed out, I'll kind of just like turn my phone off and kind of just like take time to myself. I'll also like write down like what I'm feeling so then I can go back and like reassess and be like, oh, okay, so I felt like that a while ago, so I can try to make sure that it's better this time, or I'll just take a nap.
Yeah, so some of the things that I had done or put on my list of mechanisms were exercise, walking, traveling, cleaning. I put journaling down, reading, writing. Do any of those like pop out to you guys? Like, have you done any of those?
I've definitely tried a lot of the baking.
Oh yeah.
Especially over quarantine. That was a lot of free time to do a lot of baking.
I'd normally just like go on runs when I'm really stressed out, because it kind of just like helps release all the stress and kind of just like gets my mind off of things. And I listen to a lot of music when I'm like really stressed out or really anxious, because it takes away like that feeling and kind of just like puts it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a good one. I hadn't had like music down, but that's a good mention. We used to like, I'm sure you guys remember, like over quarantine, we went on a lot of walks around like the train tracks. I mentioned that in my blogs, and I figured you guys felt similarly about the walks. They were like super calming. We got to just go out and like talk in like nature and just sit down and look at the pretty views.
I agree with that. Yeah, definitely helped a lot seeing all of like our friends and like being able to like be with them, but at the same time not, because we were supposed to be like 6 feet apart or whatever. But it was nice to like not talk to each other over Skype for a while, because Skype got really boring.
Yeah, and you both participate in lots of, like, outside school activities. Like, Caroline here, she does lacrosse with me, which can be a huge aid because it gives you an outlet for that exercise. And Julia does track, which, I mean, in itself is a lot of activity, and it just gives you an area to, you know, like, express all that anger, like, frustration. You can take it out through exercise.
Yeah.
And we're all currently going through AP testing, so that can be really stressful. We just finished our AP Spanish exam, and I'm still kind of feeling the effects. I was definitely more stressed during the beginning. How do you guys feel?
I was definitely really stressed out the last 2 weeks, because last week we had, us three had the AP history exam, which was not as bad as we all expected it to be. And then we took our AP Spanish. And before that, I was like really stressed out. I was really hyped up on caffeine because I chugged an energy drink. But after it was over, it was a lot more peaceful. And I was like, okay, it's over.
I mean, for me, I definitely didn't feel a lot of the stress for these tests, mostly because they don't really matter that much in my brain. But like, I can definitely see how they would cause a lot of stress.
Yeah. Caroline and I have another one tomorrow, and I'm already kind of getting a little nervous, but I think I should be okay with that. I've been going on walks and stuff recently because, I don't know, I just like want to get that out loud. We also have a game today, so that should be a good way to just kind of diffuse after the test today. Like, I'm still kind of feeling a little bit jittery. That could also just because of the caffeine. One of the things I also think we all have in common is our caffeine intake, because on my list that was like a main thing. It was reducing the amount of caffeine I had. Have you guys ever tried to like reduce it, or like how do you use caffeine?
I have never reduced my caffeine intake. I definitely think it is something I'd be willing to try. that would maybe be helpful, but I don't know. I feel like I rely on it too much to stop using it.
I don't normally drink that much caffeine like I didn't before. Like, I don't drink, like, coffee in the morning except when I, like, really need it if I didn't sleep the night before. But, like, caffeine just, like, makes me feel all, like, more anxious sometimes when I take too much. And, like, I don't know how to, like, pace myself when I'm drinking a lot of caffeine. So I kind of just, like, not be aware of it. And then it, like, hits me and I'm like, oh, this is not a good idea. Probably should not do that again.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Of course, every time. We always come to your podcast.
I'm so happy to be in this podcast.
We love being friends with you.
I love podcasts so much.
Podcasts are awesome.